Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Father, we thank you for your mighty hand that is very strong upon this house. We give you praise from the depth of our hearts. This morning, Father, speak to us in a way that only you can. We give you praise, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Be seated. Thank you so much, Streams of Life. Thank you. So we want to wrap up the subject, apostles in the marketplace. God will not allow us just to move on without bringing one more balance to it. And I am very conscious of balance. Alright? Very, very conscious. I believe that we have to build with wisdom, lines upon lines, precept upon precept. And I believe that the proof of depth is not new things, but fresh things. Alright? So, we are never in a hurry to go into new things. We want for you to be established. Alright? In the Word. And we will never say anything in this house that you cannot find in Scriptures. Praise God. So, finally, across our centers, we are bringing this subject to a close by establishing this balance that we believe is much needed. And we've started for some weeks now the subject apostles in the marketplace. Where in the days where being locked up within the walls of church as the place of our expression only will defeat us as a body. I can't remember. Okay, so something happened in the course of the week. I was watching, I will have to mention names now. I was watching APC, some of their chiefs in the north. Christian APC chieftains. I can't remember the title they have. And they were talking about what they have against the Muslim ticket in Nigeria. And when the man was speaking, what I'm saying is still online, I think channels, television or TV, so I can't remember now. He said, we are in this mess because a generation came that believed that Christians should not participate in politics. And I like to look at things from practical view. I believe it is a slap on our faith for somebody to look around and say there's no competent Christian who is a northerner. It is a slap. The truth is that do we have competent believers? There are. The problem is that we have, because of religion, limited the expression. And that's why I'm telling you, let me tell you so you can know in case you don't know. I can be your pastor and you're a comedian. I don't have a problem with you. I don't. Are you following what I'm saying? What other thing? Anything. We have different professions here. Whatever. But just make sure you are in the center of God's will. Because if Christians are not dead, we're going to have problems in the future. So we need believers in different sectors. Don't demonize anything. If you are anointed for it, go there. And sometimes devil will make you try to demonize an aspect you have been called to do. You're going to have prejudice towards that aspect. I was never going to say anything in church because I felt, why should I go into church? So I told everybody in the ministry, the day we start church, leave. And some obeyed that instruction. You said it. So before you speak with volume, be sure you know what you are talking about. Because you may speak against something, and the only reason you are saying what you are saying is because you are not there yet. You don't understand what I'm saying? Ah. And sometimes it can be your insecurity speaking. Somebody is blessed in an aspect, you are not yet there, but you just feel the fellow is ambitious. So you too, the solution to that is that you too, because you don't want to be ambitious, you have to be small. That's the response now. Are you following what I'm saying here? You will not be small. Amen. Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
You will not be small.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are there people here that know there is a grace upon your life, but yet it is beyond church? It does not make it less of a calling. You don't understand what I'm saying? It doesn't make it less of a calling. It is not true that because you are well trained, you must be a pastor. It is not true. If all of us will be pastors, there's trouble. Praise God. And you know, I started studying scriptures. There are things I found that... Are you sure you are ready for me this morning? Automatically, people are coming into ministry now. And they're automatically going into full time. If God did not say it, if you have my us A B in Ibo Agu. What do your customer Agu? Let's do that. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because sometimes if something has gone long for a long time as a pattern, you just fit into the mold. But there is a generation rising that is changing narratives. Getting into... I like to investigate. At some point, I began to hear boys talk about NFT. I call one of them. Come and sit down. Sit down here. Alright? Let's talk. This NFT thing is trending on Twitter. What is it? Okay. It says this. Okay. I said, thank you for all those grammar. Now, let's interpret this in terms of money. If I give you so and so amount, that's, I like to, you know what I'm saying, I'm very practical. I don't know, this is your blockchain, whatever, it's blocking my head. Okay, what can this thing become? Maybe after then, I will now be able to sit down. But at least I'm interested in knowing what this is. Many times, we demonize opportunities till it has passed. And when the church have missed the place of holding resources, we can be strategic. You don't know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? Money is not just for meeting daily need. Money helps you to be strategic. If I tell you there's an opportunity now that needs 10 million naira to enter into the investment, if you don't have the money, it's an information. If you have the money, it's an open door. So the reason why the rich get richer is because there's a lot of money, right, by the side to key into opportunities. You can't call open door opportunity when you don't have the resources for it. What do you mean? You just edit. And you tell somebody else, maybe you want to do. But that season ends now. Now, let nobody blackmail you. There are people that when you begin to get blessed, they feel you are arrogant. It's not true. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may what prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You don't want to live your life waiting for seeds before you eat. For same God who gives seed to the sower gives bread to you. So, meaning that if you are in God, you should not lack both for today and for tomorrow. You don't understand what I mean? Are you following what I'm saying here? This is, now please get what I'm saying. It is a lot of work to have to re-engineer a generation to understand that. See, get this right. If you are poor and you go to heaven, there's no extra crown for poverty. God, see how I suffered. He said, you suffered because you despised my grace. And then some of us, not some of me now, so I don't know about you, we are also coming to the same heaven with bigger crowns and yet blessed. Now say PDP, yeah. Put your hands on your chest. God wants me to prosper. Amen. Say it again loud and clear.
God wants me to prosper.
Say it again.
God wants me to prosper.
And be in health.
And be in health.
Even as my soul prospers.
Even as my soul prospers.
He wants me to prosper.
He wants me to prosper.
And be in health.
And be in health.
Even as my soul prospers.
Even as my soul prospers.
Praise God. So you're going to live a very healthy life. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is not true that when you have money, you have cancer and all those nonsense. It's a well-rounded package. And you know, at some point I noticed in my life that anytime I go to boutique to buy clothes, I come out feeling good. When I go to buy books, I'm always excited. It's not the Holy Spirit. My soul has been indoctrinated to suffer. That's all that happened. So I have to re-educate myself. I'm working for this money. I can enjoy. You don't like this gospel. You don't like it. Praise God. Your hands are laboring. You will eat the fruit of your labor.
Amen.
You will not be missing when it is ripe.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm saying here? So, there's a lot of balance that we need to get to this. God wants us out there. What we have here is not just the church, it's the convergence of the church. When we leave, the church is spreading into the streets, different places. Tomorrow, we have the church in Zenith Bank, in Access Bank, in NMPC, in different places. I was at Enugu last week, and they postponed my flight, and I just needed to sit down. I used that opportunity to just plug in, listen to sermons and pray. All right, and one of those guys working staffs at the airport just met me. Contrary to the story I shared in Abuja, what happened to us there, and just, wow, Pastor Femi Lazarus, I've been listening to your messages, this, wow. Please, let me take you to this seat, and took me to a place. Please, sir, sit down. Went to get water, went to get... I said, wow. That's the church at work. I was in Abuja, 55 minutes to my flight. They said I can't check in. Why? They said, so and so, this is 1 hour. I said, this is 55 minutes. So you can't check in. I had to book another flight. About 120,000. Just to make sure I'm in church. And later the guy... So in the place of waiting, a family just came. They came to Nigeria from UK. And they said, wow, we've been listening to your messages. Blah, 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 blah. Brought us some pounds. I said, wow. This looks like a strategic delay or something. And then the man ran back later and said, I didn't know. I didn't look very well. I'm so sorry. You could have... Let me leave here now. When you are there, represent the ideals of the kingdom. Represent the ideals of the kingdom. That's the reason why God is... See, God wants life to be easy for everybody. God wants life to be easy for everybody. And he wants to use his children as the extension. Now, let me share this with you. Some weeks back, I decided to go on some days of break just to rest and spend time with one of my friends who was about moving out of the country. So we're at Lekki, and drive out. You know, me, I'm just busy preaching from one place to another. I don't know my calendar for this week. By Monday, they will send it to me. So by Monday, I may find out I have to be in Cross River, I have to be in so and so place. That's why I do all those, but I don't think about it. I don't think about any trip. I just move. If God says Bruno now, I was worshiping and I saw myself holding mass crusade in Bruno. It's not good. If God says you go and put crusade in Bruno, I'm not going to think it. I tell my wife, God has said this. We will not discuss this beyond this time. We pray. We are not going to discuss till I move and return. God bless you. So sometimes you give yourself to too much thought. Are you following what I'm saying here? But I see a new church rising. Listen to me. Let me say this. I want. A new Nigeria is coming. It's going to be a product of prophecy. But if believers should take the back seat in the process of fighting for it, when it emerges, the first primary target it will have to attack will be the church. And in Ukraine, it was the church led by a Nigerian that fought for a revolution. Now, the issue is that you feel your voice is heard, you won't make heaven anymore. You've heard wrong things. Are you following what I'm saying here? I've said this again and again. Something strong is about to eat this nation. You won't see it coming. Listen to me. History repeats itself. History what? Repeats itself. Where we are now, in respect to history, is 1993. What is the difference? I feel I'm saying too much. You don't like it? Okay. Are you following that? Church, will you refuse to take back seat? Will you refuse to take back seat? Will you speak where your voice should be heard? Now let me leave that one aside. Let me just say this. Do you know the reason why many of the prayers you pray are not answered? Because you are not giving God ground to operate. There are some of you who just want by one magic that your business will spread, is going to work, something is going to happen. Now, take that business to Twitter. No, you don't even know what Twitter is. Say, what do you do? What's up? What's up, God? Abokini. You have to be strategic. You have to. Oh my God, help me. Now, when the apostolic movement in Nigeria started, incubation period was between 2006 2009. Revelation was 2010 2012. Manifestation 2013. Alright, see what we are having now. What we are having now is betting the second generation apostolic movement in Nigeria. But hold on a minute. Apostle Abraham served in Kano. I was in Kano when he served. He used to gather people for prayers and all those things. There were many apostles that God was raising in that same season. It was not just him and Apostle Selman, but there were the two people only who were documenting the move of God in their meetings. The same anointing. I'm saying, even if you are anointed and you are not strategic, it will look like God didn't pour enough oil on your life. There are doors and seasons that will pass.
Not because God did not look at you, but because you refused to be strategic. When God turns in your direction, change what you are doing and look at him and take his posture.
People miss golden opportunities because they just can't change. Vision came to Peter, kill, rise, kill and eat. He said, I can't eat what is unclean.
God said, kill. I said, no, Lord.
Was calling him Lord, was saying no to him at the same time. Was it not once he told Paul, I've sent to bear my light to the Gentiles? Was it not Paul that told you, 1 Timothy now, is it 4:3 now, that every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused. It should be received with thanksgiving and supplication unto God. I'm talking about flexibility here to enter into purpose. You are too rigid for destiny.
You switch. That's how to be prophetic. The sons of Issachar understood times and season.
Their brethren were at their command. Oh no. The church needs to wake up. It is, I found out that it is in the church, you know, those who are smart. You know, this person is smart now. This person is this. What was happening? When we get out there, we just have restraints. That's the place of manifestation. Now, the reason why, listen, let me explain. The devil is not against people having money. Can I come again? The devil is not against people having money and resources. The devil is against the right people having it. Because the right people will do right things with it. That money is going to become a tool to liberate people. Some who couldn't go to school will have to go to school. Some who could, I feel what I'm saying, somebody who could have died will survive. Now, you know, most times we brand everything that happens as things that God intended for it to happen. I shared this story with you. I don't know if it was, Dami was not there. Alright? It was in Ife, Seventh Day Adventist Hospital. One of my daughters was here. I don't know if you were at the hospital then. I was calling them. Where are you guys? They're at the hospital. Alright. What's happening? What's the condition? This, that. Alright? While I was talking to them, I heard somebody crying. The background. What that woman crying about? Said her son is sick. He's convulsing. Alright? But the doctors will not even attend to him. They don't have 10,000 to pay as deposit. I said, go and tell the doctors to take that boy. We'll send the money right now. When the woman heard, the woman said, give me the money. I will go and treat the boy. Poverty was so deep, she doesn't mind the boy dying for 10,000. And I insisted, let the doctors take this boy. All right? So there are people that will die until somebody has the resource it takes to bail them out. So the devil wants them to die. By not coming into destiny, you are cooperating with somebody's family battle and yours too. Alright? Because God in his wisdom has raised you not just for yourself, but as an instrument of liberation for these destinies. Are you following what I'm saying? The battle that is against your life is not just for you. It is fighting something you represent, sir. And some of you joke with the relationship. You better stop joking with it, oh. You don't have much. You are living in one room. Sorry, that's not mockery. Things are not fine the way they are. It's a season. It will get better. But you are saying you are keeping your cycle close or small. As what? It's a closed cycle. As what, sir? No, as what? As what? God forbid they kidnap you now and say ransom is 50,000. Nobody in your contact has it. They say, I'm keeping my circle small. It's all right. Amen. Sir, I was sharing my experience. I don't know when I will stop sharing this, my experience at Lekki, because you know, I really don't go out like that. My wife loves to go out. My wife. And then I take out, say, I'm happy. I hope he's not watching. May you be preaching now in Jesus' name. But every time I say that, she's always watching. I repent. And I was seeing men bring their daughter's age mate in. I was eating somewhere. I said, what is this? Here's somebody who has been blessed but does not understand the purpose. When a man comes to a place of honor but understands it not, scripture says it's like a beast that perishes. Are there people here that there's a clamor in your heart and say, God, put these resources in my hand and see how I become a tool of help and liberation? Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise God. So the devil is not really against people getting resources and all those things. He doesn't just want those who understand the use to have it. So affliction can be multiplied amongst people, and people will suffer and die in suffering. If God has blessed you, be of help. And if there's any of your parents you feel you don't like, even if you don't like them, you're obligated to help them. And if you don't forgive them now, you may repeat the same thing they did. Patterns are repeated in the midst of strife. You should know that. And I'm going to show you how to think. Is that okay? So you can, of course, I don't have time. I've given you an example of the story of Joseph. All right, how that his brethren sold him and God was with him. I think we even read that. The presence of God was with him, even in Potiphar's house as a slave. Teacher said that he prospered in the house of Potiphar, and all that was put in his hand, he prospered in them. Succeeded. Even Potiphar didn't know anything except the food on his table. He was a good manager. But it didn't change the fact that those who sold him to slavery meant bad. They wanted to send him on a journey of no return. Are you following what I'm saying here? So there are times that people have done the worst form of evil for towards you, and yet what is upon your life is still for them. To deny them, listen to me now, listen to me. In fact, the way it is, maybe this will bother into the issue of forgiveness. The way it is, you are not going to step into that destiny until they are safe in your hands. Your enemy is not necessarily God's enemy. Your enemy is your enemy. Your enemy is still God's son. He may not be calling on God, but God loves him. So, how do you know when you are going to break through? The moment God sees that thing you went, oh my God, the price of being the one that will break the barriers. Oh, the price of being a firstborn. Not firstborn in terms of natural family, but firstborn of a kind. The fact that they will use your head to break the wall, yet you have to open the door for those who used it. When they sold, they wanted to kill him first. He was hearing them discuss it. He said, no. So his blood will not be in your hand. Okay, let's put him where his blood will be with somebody's hand. And then they sold him. And now he's blessed in the position where he could, with one instruction, go and kill them. Genesis chapter number 45. Now, I sense so much the spirit of favor. Amen. I sense so much the spirit of favor coming upon somebody. Now, Genesis chapter 45. Now, the story starts from Genesis 43. They came, all right. He noted them. He spotted them. And you know, sometimes when people have done you so much bad, evil, God has lifted you. You have to heal up without them being there. Now they are seeing you. You still recognize them, but they can't recognize you because they still look like their past.
And that's why you must be careful of going about hurting people. You are not going to live where you are. Are you following what I'm saying now? Don't go about hurting people. Don't go about what? Hurting people. Alright? Don't go about hurting people. Love people. Ease their burden. Old people, embrace them. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Love people. Be affectionate. Now, let me tell you this. Most times, people who hurt people are doing so because they themselves have not recovered from a past hurt. Okay. Let me just code it like this. You just notice your life that you have the tendency of breaking a relationship and feel nothing. You are not a Superman. You are just not fine. I saw a video. Okay, it's past, I think last year or there, but there was going to be another mass shooting in a school. A boy got his rifle. He came to school. He was going to shoot students. One of the teachers was able to disarm him and hugged him. And the boy was just there crying. Why is he trying to kill people? He feels his life is messed up. Before he dies, he has to mess many life up. So you have to heal. If not, somebody else becomes a victim of you. Are you following what I'm saying? Alright, so a lot of things are happening to his brothers. Oh my God, this is a very painful situation. So he saw them. They've not changed. How long have you been to come back to one of the old houses you were living while you were young? And you entered the room and you were surprised. Is this the room we lived under? Because you have increased, the house will not. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, well, if you want to see progress, don't take the position of an accuser. Because people will move on, but you will not. You are too heavy for the future. So his brothers that wanted to keep, they've not changed. They are not looking fresh. They are not looking nice. How many of you have seen any of your ex before? You thank God I didn't marry this person. And that's when you now laugh. You better be careful how you laugh. Because that ex can still be the husband of your boss. If you... Hold on. If you don't learn your lesson, it will just be recycled in the way you learn it. It's simple. This is the way life happens. Do you get what I'm saying now? We just say, this ex, you're not going anywhere until you have healed and all that flows out of your heart is blessing. Do you know, I don't even know the reason why I'm going this direction I'm going this morning, but I know I'm a prophetic teacher. And I can't tell. I'm just teaching as inspired by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, I've healed. But later you look at his wedding picture on Facebook, you... Calm down. What's in you, Cornelia? Now, let me say this to you. Sometimes the people who have inflicted the worst pain on you, the reason why you have to forgive them quickly is because even when you say you forgive them, they still ask you for what? They don't even see it as anything. So you forgive them not because they have changed, but because you have grown. Sometimes they feel you deserve more. You know, people don't know, when, particularly when they are not fine, they don't know the depth of those words in your soul. One of my friends was going for his ordination and he met a pastor. And the pastor said to him, you are a good person. You are going far in life. But you see that faith in Lazarus. It's not going anywhere to happen in life. I laughed. He's not God. If people were to be selecting, it would be great. Oh, the bribe will be paying. Many of us, while we're in secondary school or primary school, when they want to do drama, we are the ones they used to do a show. Now we are the ones preaching the gospel. Those they used to do Jesus and angel, they are smoking Igbo now. Praise God. It's not that we are excited that they are doing that, but I'm just saying that only God knows tomorrow. Are you following what I'm saying? So when his brethren stood before him, Genesis 45. Oh my God. Start the reading from verse 1. And Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. And he wept loud. Sometimes you have to cry, sir. Hello? Sometimes you have to what? And cry out the pain. Cry out. And you will shake and all that. I think one of the grace upon my life is that people cry when they talk to me. Just shake and just cry it out. I don't know how to say sorry, but you need it. Let it come out. Yes, yes, release it, release it. Because sometimes if you don't cry and you bottle, you'll be dying on the inside. So he cried. Sometimes you have to walk up to people and say, that thing pained me. Not because they will say they are sorry, because you just have to let it go. And he cried. There was a time in my life I was moving with so much pain, so much bottled issues in my mind. I felt that was the darkest moment of my life. And one time, we were just talking. And a friend of mine just said a statement. It was like they removed the cap from a Coke they have. Started sobbing loud, and everybody were surprised. What is happening? I've been holding it for too long, and I felt peace when it came out. Men, don't cry. Men, don't cry. Be a soldier. That's why we have more grandmas. And all the grandpas are dead. Listen to me. Men cry. Because men are men, not God. They are a man. All these things that we have killed are men on the inside. Men don't express emotions. Sometimes I look at some of my boys. They are fiancés. They've not seen for years. Came, they... How you doing? She can't share anything. It's not fair for any. You don't like it. So if you had hugged her now, you are unclean for hugging her. Maybe because I'm there. I didn't even know who removed the clause. You may kiss the bride from marriage, this thing now. I'm going to tell them to add it back. Praise God. And I see healing flowing towards somebody's heart here. So he wept loud. And the Egyptians, I'm reading verse 2 now. Sorry, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said to his brethren, come near, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourself, that ye sold me either, for God did send me before you.
to preserve your life. I understood the purpose. Before I became this, as God was lifting me in every step, it was occurring to me, for the sake of my brothers, is God lifting me. Though they sold me, yet it doesn't change the fact that there's something upon that lineage that has to be preserved. And guess what? You will think with all the sufferings of Joseph, Jesus will be called the Lion of the tribe of Joseph. No. The Lion of the tribe of, who was Judah amongst the brothers. How do you think if in heaven where people are men, Uriah will be feeling when that blind guy was calling Jesus thou son of David? Let's assume when David now died, go to heaven. Now so Uriah. Huh? And yet, there's a whole convoy to welcome him that did not welcome Uriah. And you want to say, how is God sharing this thing? Well, let me say a statement. It may sound harsh, but let me just say it. Before you misbehave, know what side of destiny you are. Think about it. Sir, one of the reasons why we pray is that somebody can finish your life and repent, and yet the fellow is a man of destiny. How do I explain this? You need to get that. Okay, let me share this story with you. I'm going to share because it's public. Pastor Iya Adeboye shared a story. He was lecturing in Uni Lorin then, and also pastoring. A woman had a boy she gave birth to that was lame in his feet. And she's gone different places for prayer. They said, there's a pastor, if you take him to his place, he's going to pray for the girl, for your child, the child will be fine. He said, when the woman brought the child and saw him, she looked at him, Adeboye. You know why? He said, that was his former girlfriend. And said, there's nothing they didn't do together. Now is Pastor here, Adeboye. And the woman said, you mean you will pray and God will answer? At all. Sir, the crux of what I'm saying is that don't let anybody mess up your life. They can mess it up and that's it. And they are still going. You get what I'm saying? You will just be there saying, oh, Joro, oh, Joro. Let me tell you this thing about Grace. The children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, God already said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Alright? Because why? He will show mercy upon those who show mercy. Compassion upon those who will show compassion. Not about works, sir. There are people who have just found grace. It's like that. You don't get what I'm saying? I'm wrapping up this subject. But there are stuff I would have told you. And I know this. So I have a lot of peace. I pick my battles carefully. I don't fight.
Let me tell you this. Sometimes you feel you have suffered too much to get to where you are. May I beg you, as God is opening you up to greatness, don't overcompensate yourself. It is possible that what couldn't kill you in the wilderness can kill you in the promised land because of overcompensation. What's the issue with the rich fool? Overcompensation. My soul, now sit back, relax, rejoice, and eat in plenty and all that. And God said, he said all those things without God in the equation. He said, today also be required. So sometimes you feel, having suffered and having done all those things you've gone through, right, in life and all that. Let me also, I don't send anybody, let me enjoy my life. You know, sometimes it looks like God has put you on the altar of sacrifice at the expense of people that want to rise. And it's like he's using you at their expense. Have you felt that before? Do you get what I'm saying now? You don't understand what I'm saying. Alright, it's like you are the one on the line. God is using you to meet people's needs and all that. That's your track record. But nobody ever in life has ever looked at you and helped you. Finally, one day, he said, let me take the back seat. Usually, it's around the time you're about to meet God at a very strategic point of your life. And everything now looks like you never did them. That's why we need spiritual intelligence. People suffer in vain, sir. It's true. Let's be honest. So people suffer in vain. This life, listen, the first person that died, that exited this planet, was a blood that was taken unjustly. So the earth is already familiar with injustice. That's about 6,000 years ago. First person that died, they killed him before his time. So I just beg Christians, and let me get this right. Emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, get this right. God has been using you in a place to do many things. You are having a backlash. You are carrying so much load. Take a break. Take a break. And rest. Because you are human. If you keep shouldering everything like a Superman, one day you will vent. It will be before your helper. Because the devil also makes sure he will time it. That your explosion will be... The devil doesn't do anything casually. Your explosion will be on a day that is not innocent. So, you... Amen? Sometimes you just run and say, well, I'm not going to fall into this trap. You have to be wise. And I say all these things, you are understanding fully well what I'm saying. And I don't know if you know I do, but I understand what I'm saying. So he wept! I'm your brother. I won't be sold to Egypt. Don't be grieved though. Don't be angry with yourself that you sold me either. For God did send me before you to preserve your life. So you must learn to see God even in the affliction that men pass you through. It was not God who did it, but God took advantage of the situation. That's why I'm here. Now, listen to me. Before you complain, don't complain like God did not do something through it also. If he did, then major on that. That's the major. Are you what I'm saying now? The sufferings of these present times are not compared, what we compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So, whether you believe it or not, as painful as suffering or pain may be, the memory of it is very volatile. It will not look so if you decide to hold on to it. It can be heavier than anything in this world. But it can also be light if you allow Jesus to take the load from you. But understand fully well, having gone through all I've gone through, all those things doesn't matter. The good news is that I'm here. You must learn to tell yourself. Alright? And the reason why God has allowed me to go through this is so I can be a strategic vessel for the kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying? I heard somebody complaining one time. He was broke, this. He didn't want to pay school fees. Church didn't give him another. Oh, no problem. No, they didn't give you. Oh, no problem. Now you have been able to pay up and all those things. Then you now turn your back against God. The God who also helped you to do that. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you must understand. Sir, there are times that God does not allow certain doors to open because he wants to take the glory for your rising. And if truly you have risen, why should you live in the past?
Are you following what I'm saying? The question is, are you there? No! There was a time 5K could be what would give you joy.
In quotes.
But now you have left, sir. You are no longer at that level forever and ever. Bless God for those who didn't give you. They helped you mature. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said when our ministry started, the greatest gift we received as a ministry was that nobody gave us anything. It didn't even occur to me that there are people who get angry that nobody gives them anything. I didn't know anybody should give anything. I have never felt small. We are in Lagos now. Look at where we are. We are live streaming online. I have never felt small because I am not running to meet up to anybody. There is nobody on my timeline that I want to be like. When our structure in Ife, in Ibadan, collapsed. In fact, before it collapsed, and we're doing worship service on that heap of sand. You were the one singing. Heap of sand. Who were still live streaming, sir? Who be dancing on heap of sand? I see God at every level. So when ministers sit with me now and say, tell me this, the secret of your ministry, how you guys are going, you say we are going, we are. How did you pass through a season where you were small? I've never felt small. Even when we're using a bar. Just enjoy every process. Why we look not at the things that do appear. Sometimes you fix your gaze on wrong things. Are you following what I'm saying here? I am saying this to you again. Have I been discovered in life? I have. But I've never felt small. I shared with you in first service that there was time I entered depression because I was asking God, is it too much for you as God to give more than one shoe? Well, he was the one that took me to Koza. Him. I didn't know. This man of God here, he wore fine clothes. Me, I came to Lagos from Ife. God said, I should come and do apostolic 1 month. He said, let's go to Koza. I too said, let's go. See if he has told me. I carry one cardigan and wore the cardigan. And my shoe, black. But the shoe can do a lot of stuff. If you wash it, wash and wear, it's black. But as it is changing, based on the moisture content, the color also changes. I've seen it take gray, something look pinkish like that. So it was a different shoe I wore into Koza. It became something while I was seated. And the devil just called my attention to look at the legs of the people there. And I saw Brooks, Oxford, and I said, I sat down and hung my leg behind the seat. It will, I look at his leg, one fine shoe like that. Oh. After that, me, when I was going to, it was seed. People gathered seed and gave me to go to Lagos. To go and do ministry. I said, let's go and buy shoe. We got, the last time I bought a shoe before that time was 1-2. I was pricing the shoe. They said 27,000. I said, oh God, don't whine. Are you trying to fool me here? I don't do that now. Ah, don't do that. He said, how much do you want to pay for this shoe? I said, 3-5. It sounded ridiculous. He called me. I said, you know, he's a very gentleman. Papa, come. But I am one. I say, I did. It's been long. I ever bought a good shoe like that. When I wanted to get married, I bought more than 15 shoes. A day to my wedding, I said I don't like all of them. I went to buy another one again. Somebody said, "Why are you buying shoe? Buying shoe? Ah, oh my, a tissue be Germany." Praise God. I will just walk past and see God punish me. I'm a very real person, though. I'm very real. If you see me praying, you will not believe. I'm very real. Very real. Say, look at you now. See your life. You are just here. Nobody's wearing you.
be there. All the things that looks like are not enough will become more than enough. Sir, I have it on all authority of scriptures. You can't hand like this. Yes. I told you. You can't. I was going to minister in Ekiti. I went to park. Some things happened. They were treating us anyhow. I came down. And I just spoke a statement. Everybody in the bus came down. I just told them, well, you guys don't follow this guy. Whatever this man has seen. Everybody came down. The chairman of the park said, just said some very awful words. Not to me directly, but just because I wouldn't even speak with him. And I just sat down and just said, God, just give me a car. Just give me a car. I can't count. How many cars have I used this year? You can't count. You are tired. I'm not saying I have everything I want to have, but I'm saying that as you follow God, sir, the things that looks like can never happen begins to happen. Don't chase what everybody is chasing. Follow God. What they are chasing will chase you. So understand the purpose of what you have gone through, and when you finally come out, be a blessing to God's kingdom. That's the reason. They were killing all the males when Moses was born. Pharaoh's daughter took him, paid his mother to nothing. He had the best of education, but he still discovered that at the time that Israel should know that by his hand God will give them deliverance. He discovered his purpose. God is not giving you money so you can prove to somebody that you are not a failure. That's not the reason. You need to mature. Do you know what wealth is? So let me ask you a few questions and I close. How many cows can you finish in a day? Okay, you can't even finish one. Maybe the laps, of course, you can't, except you want to kill yourself. How many bags of salt can you use to cook at once? Okay, you are so rich, you want to prove that you have money. How many bottles of water can you drink? Okay, you want to buy expensive stuff. Name them. How many rooms can you sleep at once? Can you buy appetite? Can you buy sound sleep? Can you buy health? These are riches of God. They are freely given. When God blesses you, if it is wealth, when you see it, you know this can't be about me. While you are on the process, the first thing you will have is your Isaac. You will have to offer up that Isaac, because the Isaac is not the promise. And submit to God. Sir, God is going somewhere with your lives. Can I hear amen? Yes. But the purpose is beyond you. There are many of you that will have powerful foundations. Powerful foundations. Powerful. How many of you see what Pastor Tony Rapu is doing and you say, my God, what is this? How many of you see that? Are you not excited? Look at the transformation that comes to those lives. And I see people here anointed to transform lives. I'm not sure you are the one. People here that God has placed burden for certain aspects of mankind in their lives that will relieve God of those burdens by solving the problems. I see somebody coming into strategic wealth that will be generational in nature. I see help coming your way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Rise up and say bigger amen.
Amen.
So the same way witches go to coven, but where they really do bad things is outside. They wink at somebody, fellow dries up. They put something, where fellow dies. Do all those nonsense. Is that okay now? We gather here. It's called Ecclesia, the house of Senate. So we gather here as the church converging. But we come to get a measure of light and then take those lights outside and do incredible stuffs. Are you following what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the proof of greatness is not in possession, but how much of you have flown to make life easier for somebody. That's greatness. That's how greatness is measured. So you have to understand, why is God doing all that he's doing in my life? Because your life is not about you, sir. That's it. Sometimes you've been through so much pain and there's no meaning. The moment you can't find any meaning to it, you begin to find the meaning when God begins to bring those who have gone through pain your way. And from your comfort, they will receive comfort. Sometimes you wonder, why should my journey go like this? Ah, it's not about you, sir. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not about... When you say, God, use me, what do you really mean? Because you didn't specify now. Use me for your glory. Okay, let me show you a scripture. The guy that was born blind, they said, why is he blind? Was he? He said, no. He said that the glory of God be manifested. If it is God, it is deep. Are you following what I'm saying here? But I don't know. I see God raising a generation. See, fathers are fathers for a reason. And no new generation can enter into the fullness of their potential until they have stood on the foundation that the apostle and prophet laid. Alright? It has to be recognized. But you see, I see God raising a generation not to build apart from what the fathers did, but to build an edifice on it. And they will do that without arrogance and pride. Understanding that there is a curriculum for each dispensation. Are you following what I'm saying here? I see people that will combine anointing with warmth. You can be anointed and loving. They are a rare combination. It looks like when there's a burden on people, they are just sadists. You are going to have marriage, ministry, and good home. They are a powerful combination. You are going to have healing ministry, but you don't have to be sick to have it. A very good combination. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I see God raising your hand in this season. But see, I'm speaking from my office. And I'm speaking this into your lives. That nobody under the sound of my voice will be small. There are one decision that people make and will change the course of their lives forever. Receive grace to recognize that one decision. Now I'm going to give you just one prayer point. You pray it and I bless you for the week. You lift your hands to heaven and say, Father, open my eyes and lead me to be strategic for your plan for my destiny. Open my eyes. I don't want to do it with a eyes that is closed. Now pray that prayer like your life depends on it. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Put your hands on your head. God is the lifter of the heads of men. I ask that the anointing that causes lifting comes upon your head. It doesn't matter the level of stagnation and hold back that you have experienced in life. In this season, by the force of the mighty hand of God, you come into strategic lifting.
Amen.
Now I see God rewinding time and amending mistakes.
Amen.
That even if the devil has been saying you are where you are because of something you did or didn't do, there is a hand that can move to the past and the future at the same time. There is correction coming to your journey.
Amen.
I say again, correction is coming to your journey.
Amen.
You enjoy divine stability.
Amen.
Come on now. This season, the might of God clothes you.
Amen.
Receive the audacity of faith.
Amen.
Now hear that. Faith comes through hearing, but there's also a faith that is an impartation of the Spirit. It's called the spirit of faith. From this moment, you will never be afraid of any height.
Amen.
You will not be afraid of any step.
Amen.
Receive the spirit of faith.
Amen.
The spirit of might.
Amen.
Now, when you look, you will see.
Amen.
When you listen, you will hear.
Amen.
And you begin to hear things that are not audible for others.
Amen.
God will use you to change the narratives in your lineage.
Amen.
He will use you to wipe away family tragedies.
Amen.
You are blessed in the morning.
Amen.
You are blessed in the afternoon.
Amen.
You are blessed in the night.
Amen.
All seasons of your life will be pleasant.
Amen.
The devil will not snatch your life from you.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now give the Lord a big hand. Come on. Do so. Hallelujah. Now, has somebody been blessed this morning?
Yes,
can you rejoice and demonstrate it?
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Don't forget that scripture, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply you, not be few. I will glorify you, not be small. All the days of your life, don't let the devil condition your mood. Rejoice in season and out of season. Is that okay now? When he throws his words, shout and rejoice. That's how we respond. Praise God. Let's rejoice one more time. Thank you, Jesus.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number. 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.